Sin Chavtes, Siv Chavtes. Lisha Nogfa Yodoy Aragloy, a person who bumped his hand or foot and swelling up. Soysa Miyayin Kedei Lhabradat, so the bleeding, he's allowed to put it in wine to stop bleeding. Avaloy Vachoyimus Neshu Chosik Viesh Mishim Rafur. The wine is not strong enough to be considered within the category of Rafur. Vinegar is, and also whiskey, so don't put your foot in whiskey if you bump it. And Shabbos come up during the week, except the if he's a person who has very delicate skin, for him even the wine affects him as vinegar would affect other people, and therefore we also do on Shabbos. Before you put your foot in wine or vinegar, go to your local doctor. Sif Mamin. Nishan Nishmato Perek Yodoy Oizagamim Koimer. Person whose arm or leg got out of place and dislocated. So it says, Loizhi Shaf Shefener. You're not allowed to rub it with cold water because that's the refuah. The reichel kedaka in the shava is trapped. You're allowed to wash them, and if it happens to go back into place, it's permitted. Amazing today, the general ruling is that a person's limb got dislocated. You're allowed to put it on Shabbos. It is very painful, and it could be more complicated to put it back if you leave it dislocated for the whole Shabbos. So kind of rare with this one battle here is not exactly what today we call dislocated. Siv Lamed Aleph, Tziporin Shepirusha, a fingernail that started coming off. Tzitzim, Shehem Kimin Ritzuiz Dakis, Shepirush Me'or, or if you have little strips of skin that also start coming off, which they are, it's subtly Tzipor on the cuticles, on the side of your fingernails, you have some skin that's peeling off. Impish Ruben, Klapi, Malo, Matar Moito, if the majority of them came off, it's just held on by a little bit, and it is causing you pain. So, Nasirim b'yad muter, it is permitted to remove them with one's hand. The kli pata avalotas ultimate rabbanon. Lo pirush ruvin, if they weren't, the majority of that piece of skin was not torn off, it's still pretty firmly connected to the body. B'yad pata avalotas was the hand of the rabbanon. The kli chad chasis, this kli is chayiv chasis is derayt. Now, you want to know when is it to really do this? So, we said before that only if it was dangling and connected towards the mala. So Rashi says the mala means towards the tip of the fingers. La mala is when you're holding hand down up towards your body. So because of the machlok is in which direction this is going, and therefore it's not okay lamaisa, because whichever way you're going, according to the other opinion, you're not allowed to take it off. Or it's what Rashi calls mala. And then it says Masa. If it's Masa, you can't do it for a little time. And Mela tell Lochish Nei Pirushim. So if you have dangling skin around your fingers or fingernails, just be that tough Jew, hold that and not pull it off till after Shabbos. Sif Lamed Beis, Achoish Vishinov, Lo Yigmel Ben Mechleim. The person has a minor toothache. So that minor toothache is not considered a very serious situation, and therefore you're not allowed to take medicine. Even ask a goy to give you medicine for the tooth. If it's a severe toothache, then it's already a sakona. Of course, it could be some type of infection and the like. So then you'll be permitted to chal shabbos before this minor ache. So, he's not allowed to put some vinegar in his mouth, swish it around his mouth, and spit it out, because that's terrible for him. You can put it in your mouth, even if you hold it in your mouth a little bit, and then swallow it. That is acceptable. You can do the same thing with whiskey, if we prefer whiskey over vinegar. If he has some throat ache, he can't also put olive oil in his mouth and leave it in that area, so that soothes it. He's allowed to just swallow the oil. And there's a chiddush here that you're allowed to drink the oil, because people generally don't drink oil by itself. What Rambam says, it depends according to the Minik Habokim. The people at some places, people take a teaspoon of olive oil every bokim. It's good for the memory. Other things, antioxidants, then that would be permitted. But most places that don't drink oil straight, so you can't even drink the oil. Not only can't you leave the gargle with it, but you can't even drink it, because it's also clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. In the case of the vinegar, there's a discussion whether if you're also only allowed to swallow the vinegar, or you're allowed to leave in your mouth a little bit and then swallow it. And there's a need that one can be more lenient with the vinegar. person has some type of condition that he, the medicine is to drink fresh milk straight from the animal. So he's allowed to drink directly from the animal. The mokum saira goes to Rabbanan. It's mokum saira. For ma'isa, to milk a cow on Shabbos, this is a right. It's a type of mafarak, which is a told of dosh. You're taking the milk out of its place in a group, and it's belted in. But since he's sucking it out of the udder, that is an abnormal way of doing it. It's only isn't Rabbanan. Therefore, they permitted it in this situation. So it won't help to get a goy to get you this milk, because the refuah is to drink it directly from the goat. It is not for everybody. Those that say that if you just have pain from being thirsty, then you do not have the seta. Mishra says everybody agrees to this sister. There are things that Yom Tov one can be lenient about this. Okay, if the shah comes out, ask your local wealth after you find your local goat. A woman should not extract milk from herself and put it into a cup or to a pot for later use. She can directly feed her child, but not to collect it in another clique.